tell you, Steve, you got nothing to worry about.
No, I don't think so. It could dry my hair nicely, I can see that, but I don't think otherwise I'm interested in it.
Steve, look, I told you, if you go through this thing, the whole world will know about it. You'll be another Alan Carpenter. What's his name? John Glenn. That's it. You remember the astronauties that went up in the...
Sure.
You see? It's like another first. The first man to be dissolved...
It's a last.
Well, Steve, listen, do me a favor. Now, we're old buddies. You told me you'd visit me, and, you know, you say you'd do anything for me.
Yeah.
Here's your chance, you know.
All I'd have to do is just slide through there.
All you have to do, and I'll take it from there.
Really?
Let me turn it on. I'll show you how it works. Let me turn it on. Now, all you have to do is just slide right in. Just put your feet in and slide down in there. I got you.
Remember when we used to get into the fraternity house like this?
Yeah. I got it, Steve.
Yeah. There's kind of a tingling in my toes.
Well, between you and me, this is the same tube.
All right. Where's the steering wheel? What do you think, Roger Murder?
Well, I must admit you're a sport.
True.
All right, Steve.
And I must admit, you're a nut.
Wait, Steve. Is there anything you want me to tell Jane? You know,
tell her I'll be back in about 20 minutes, all dried out.
Okay.
This better work, boy, or I'll be pretty...
It'll work, Steve. I promise. Take it. Goodbye, Steve.
Hey! Wait, let me out of here.
I gotta get him out. I'll get him. I'll try my best to pull him out. I can't get you out, Steve. Well, Steve, it's too late. I saved your pants, but, well, let's see what happens, folks. Any second now. Oh, wait. Oh, I got it. That's it, Steve. Don't worry, Steve. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, Steve. Folks, I didn't realize Steve was such a big man. I would have gotten a bigger piece of... Well... Let's get back to our movie.
Well, now I guess you're wondering, when are we going to see Steve Allen again? Oh, ye of little faith and dwarf comprehension. Like Charles I, you know. You just stick around. You'll see some action come out of that little machine over there. As a matter of fact, I've got to do some other calculating. I tell you what, let's get back to the conclusion of our so-called unearthly story. You know, that Grace Thomas is now unconscious downstairs in that psycho-ceramic operating room. But, of course, Mark Houston, undercover agent, is soon to the rescue. Oh, boy. This is going to make scientific history. Thanks to Steve Allen. Well, I know you folks are waiting to see Steve again, and I know he's got to get home to meet his family or what have you. But it was real nice of him to come here. Now, first we will pour the human liquids into the machine. There we go. These are the necessary liquids.
Oh, well, it must be some part of his clothes.
All right, now we're ready to pour the human solids. And by the way, as I said, Steve has a very unusual molecule solids in his body. Now, these are the solids that would be restored with the liquids when the body or the components are shipped to another location. You will see right now, as you saw the action take place with the cap. Now, of course, we just throw it on, like I showed you before. Ah, just a matter of seconds, folks. First, a little bubble has to form on the inside, and then it'll start coming out. Are you down there, Steve? Don't hear anything yet. Don't worry, though. Uh-oh, there he comes. I see it, Steve. That's it. Steve. Wait a minute. Steve, something's wrong, friends.
Oh, it's hit.
Oh, no. Oh. Hello, Steve. Steve, are you down there? Lady. Your husband. Who's your husband, please?